I would be shocked if LeBron James didn't use performance-enhancing drugs. And I realize that, let me throw in this because I hear people complain, Jeff Teague took to Instagram and said, hey, I was just joking. That was just a joke. I didn't really mean it. If anybody buys Jeff Teague's explanation over Instagram, then yeah, I was just cracking jokes. You know, I didn't mean it. Look, no. Oh, that's just crazy. LeBron James with all those muscles, and all, he wouldn't use steroids. No, Jason Whitlock, he never ate at McDonald's. He doesn't like double filet of fish sandwiches. I was joking. Who's buying that? And if that's their justification, let's ignore the story. Jeff Teague said it was all just a joke. Let's ignore all the evidence that this is what all of these athletes do. No, what this is an example of is everything that I've been talking about, that these media organizations have struck up a partnership with the sports leagues and the elite athletes. And they don't care about you. They don't care about truth. They don't care about explaining these sports in a way that makes sense and is appropriate. Journalism has been thrown out the window, and it's all just one big fairy tale TV show. And we wonder why so many people believe, like, hey, man, I think these sports are rigged. Why wouldn't you believe that? Why wouldn't you? They cover up so much and they ignore so much obvious truth. Why would you believe they would ever tell the truth about anything? Money is their God. And this is why the Bible is crystal clear on this. You can't serve two masters. You can't serve God and mammon. And when you hear me complaining, and I know I'm just an old man on my front lawn, out in my little suburban neighborhood, shouting at the clouds, get off my lawn. I know that's what I am. But this isn't about being old school. This is about, like, hey, man, these sports were invented by the Young Men's Christian Association, organized and invented. The sport of basketball, as I've told you all, James Naismith invented basketball with an explicit Christian agenda attached to it. The sports were supposed to instill, support, evangelize for Christian masculinity. And now this entire thing, everything is just about money. Everything is about how can it help a handful of elites. And screw the fans, screw the everybody listening to me. Let's don't go 100%, but 98% of you that are listening to me, you're not going to produce a son or daughter who's going to make it to professional sports. You're going to, many of you will produce a son or daughter who can benefit from the participation in sports, just for the health aspects, just for cardiovascular benefits. You can produce a child who will benefit from participating in sports. And that's why it's important that we don't turn sports into a complete degenerate garbage trash can. So you're not dropping your kids into a trash can where they'll be tempted. Oh, if you want to make the junior high team or the high school team. And I'm telling you, I saw it in my childhood, and I'm old, but I saw it in my childhood, guys in junior high and high school that were taking steroids, trying to compete and trying to get a starting spot. And it's only worse now that there are millions of dollars. And the millions of dollars are not that far away. Again, you can make millions of dollars in college. Now, I just heard there's a basketball player that's going to get $250,000 a year for paying high school basketball, his junior and senior year. He's going to get $250,000 a year, or that's the initial offer. $500,000 to be placed at a certain high school and play these 2 years. We've built a dumpster. We've turned sports, because of it's all a slave to money, we've turned it into a dumpster fire, and you're dropping your kids into a dumpster. Arenas and stadiums filled with that demonic, degenerate, perverted music that they love to play. And all the temptation at an earlier and earlier age, and a justification at an earlier and earlier age to cheat the system, to inject drugs into their body. This, for me, thank God, it had nothing to do with me, but I had a natural strength that was God-given. And, you know, by the time you did some weightlifting, I was really, really strong. And there's a lot of people, guys, that are blessed that way. But once you get to the super elite level, the top end of Division I athletics in college, and certainly the top end of professional sports, it's a battle between freaks of equality. And then those freaks of equality start looking for, well, how can I be a bigger freak than the other freaks? Barry Bonds, a freak in baseball. Barry Bonds, long before he ever did steroids, had wrapped up 3 or 4 MVP deals. He's Barry Bonds. His dad was a great baseball player. He was a great baseball player. Next thing you know, he looks around and Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa are looking greater than Barry Bonds. And so Barry Bonds says, I'll join the crowd. They're using steroids. They're using performance enhancing drugs. I'll do it. No one ever wanted to hear that during the whole Barry Bonds controversy in soccer, that it was the system, it was the environment that was created that justified, in Barry's mind, hey, they just celebrated Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa as if they're better than me. Everybody knows they're cheating, so I'll join them in the cheating process. No one wanted to hear it back then, and people got upset with me for arguing, but Barry Bonds, you know, no one's a victim, but Barry Bonds took those actions because the system has never corrected itself. The system, the system has always been corrupt. But I think most of us listening, watching sports, fans of sports, and you try to understand, is LeBron, is this his 22nd, 23rd season, whatever it is, and you wonder how he's done it? He's a pedophile. Just like the rest of them. If someone told me Tom Brady used performance-enhancing drugs, I would not be shocked. I would not be surprised. He prioritized football greatness that much that, of course, he would fall to that temptation if he thought it were necessary. Not accusing Tom Brady, but I just don't understand, or I do understand, why the mainstream media is ignoring Jeff Teague and before him, Kevin Garnett, saying that LeBron James, the guy in his pursuit of GOAT status, and we know how obsessed he is with that argument, with catching Michael Jordan. No one should be shocked by these allegations against LeBron James.